Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome into our studio as we do each and every Friday morning. Steve Kragenbrink from Woods Humane Society. Good morning to you, Steve. Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. They're the folks that bring Steve's visit to us. Open 7 days a week for your convenience at 990 Price Street in Pismo Beach. Visit them online at pismobeachvet.com. And please like them on Facebook, the Pismo Beach Vet Clinic, your best friend's best friend. How the heck are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, we got great.
We got cats today.
We do.
We got two cats today.
Well, the reason I am featuring two cats, but the reason why we're featuring cats this week is because the last three dogs that we've featured over the last 3 weeks have all been adopted.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great news.
Yeah,
that's great
news. So I'm really excited to bring that information back to you guys.
That's great.
I'm thank you so much for coming out and supporting us, for giving us the animals the opportunity to be out on the airwaves. But, yeah, so we have okay, I'm just going to start out with this. Bob. Bob's our pet of the week. Bob is a beautiful one-year-old, short-haired, black-coated cat. He's been at the shelter for a couple months.
Okay.
He's neutered. He's vaccinated. He's microchipped. He's a very easygoing cat. Mm-hmm. He likes to lounge around. He'd probably prefer, watching the sunset, curling up, and watching a movie with you on your lap. But you know what he'd rather have more than anything in the world? He actually has a life partner. And his life partner's name is Snowball. And this is actually...
Bob and Snowball?
Bob and Snowball, yes.
Wow.
Snowball is actually a cat that we've had at the shelter for actually about a year, I think. And Bob and Snowball are BFFs. They are more than BFFs. I mean, most of the time, they're inseparable. They're always together. And it's kind of interesting because, one's all white, one's all black. So you got the whole yin and yang thing going on.
A little salt and pepper working.
Yeah. So, Snowball's a five-year-old short-haired white cat. He's also neutered, vaccinated, microchipped. But, you can usually find them laying on a shelf or in a box, kind of taking turns batting at each other's faces or nibbling
friends.
On each other's toes.
Wow.
Gnawing on each other's legs. Yeah.
Nibbling on each other's toes. That is nasty.
Okay, they're fun-loving cats.
I don't want to put labels on anything, but they're...
But you got to adopt both then if they're so close, right?
Well, and that's what we're trying to do is make sure that they do go to a great home together. In fact, we want to do it so badly that we're offering them as a two-for-one special.
Oh, wow.
These two individual cats, you adopt Bob, you get Snowball, or vice versa. You adopt Snowball, you get
great.
Bob. The one thing that we are pretty specific on, though, is we have to make sure that they go to a home where Snowball is not going to be allowed to go outside and lay in the sun all day. Because as a white cat with a white coat, they do tend to run into more skin problems. Just like myself, where, I'm a light-skinned guy. The sun is not my buddy.
Yeah.
Same thing with Snowball. And actually, we ran into some health issues with Snowball where he was getting some cancerous tumors in his ears so that we actually had to remove those. So instead of having the pointed, triangular-shaped cat ears, Snowball actually has rounded teddy bear ears.
Gotcha.
But I think Bob likes that. Yeah. Obviously he does. He's okay with that. It doesn't matter to Bob. He can see past that. Snowball actually has two different colored eyes, which is another really unique thing about Snowball. Very stunning. One's blue, one's golden.
That's great.
And Bob loves that as well.
Okay.
We're hoping that they do go home together. And we're looking for an indoor setting,
gotcha.
Especially for Snowball. If you want to check out a picture of Bob and Snowball, you can go to our website. It's woodshumane.org. There's information on there about our Critter Camp program as well. We've talked about this over the last couple weeks. We have 8 spaces left in Critter Camp. Those 8 spaces are for the week of July 4th, July 3rd, but whatever week the 4th of July is in.
Yeah.
We have 8 spaces available. We might have one or two more scholarships available. If anybody, might be having a hard time finding things to do for their kids, maybe because they can't afford camp or whatever,
right.
Give us a call. You can always check that out. But so 8 spaces left in the week of July 4th, and it's going to fill up quickly. We've only had registration open for about 2 weeks out of 160 campers. So, make sure you check that out. And then I always say this, you got to come out, you got to see the animals in person. You got to touch them, feel them, smell them, be tactile with them. We're out at 875 Oklahoma Avenue off Highway 1 in Kansas in San Luis Obispo. We're right next door to our friends at Animal Services. If you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call, 805-543-9316. Come out, check out Snowball and Bob. I mean, I guarantee they're going to be a conversation starter in your house.
Sure.
Why are your cats doing that?
Right.
What is wrong with them? They just love each other.
We are talking with Steve Kragenbrink from Woods Humane Society. His weekly visit brought to you by the Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. I got a quick question for you here before we go. We're almost out of time, but you mentioned microchipping. You do this often. I have a dog that we got from Woods, and he's microchipped. And I understand they put the microchip like behind the shoulder blades, kind of
it's
up in the neck area.
It's subcutaneous, so it's right, by the muscle tissue.
So here's my question. am I okay to pet him there? Does that cause him discomfort? Can he even tell that it's there?
I mean, no, not
dumb,
at all.
This may be a dumb question because the thing's so small, but I mean, I always
feel
like...
Have you been avoiding it?
Well, I kind of have. I'm like, don't pet him there too hard because he's got that little chip in there.
Yeah, no. They can't feel it.
Okay.
They can't feel it at all. And if your animal is not microchipped, you can bring him out to woods. You don't even need to make an appointment. It's only $20 to microchip him. A microchip is a collar, essentially, that will never fall off. And it'll guarantee that if your animal, say your animal gets out, and, you know, somebody makes the right decision, calls up animal services. Your dog, for example, is over there at animal services. They're going to scan the dog. Most of the time, they scan them before they even bring them to the shelter so they can bring them back to your home right away. It guarantees your animal will get back to you. Collars can fall off. Collars can be taken off.
Sure.
Please make sure that you are having your animals microchipped.
All right. Thank you for the answer. Steve Krakenbrink, everybody. Woods Humane Society's weekly visit brought to you by the Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. 990 Price Street in Pismo Beach. Visit them online at PismoBeachVet.com. Like them on Facebook, the Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic. Your best friend's best friend.
At Pismo Beach Veterinary Clinic.